Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here for the conversation. As you know, we support law enforcement here at this program and always have, and we look out for law enforcement. In a day and age when a lot of folks don't seem to give a lot of respect to those that, you know, that wear the blue, whether it's at a local level, a county level, or a statewide level, or a national level, law enforcement is out there looking out for you and I on a regular basis. And coming up on Monday, May the 6th, at the state capitol here in Lansing, there's going to be a ceremony held to honor a fallen police officer from the Detroit Police Department. Officer Fadi Shakur, end of watch came on August the 15th, 2018. I hope I got the name close to right. My next guest is Detective Shannon Thielen, a police detective for the Lansing Police Department. Is it detective? Is it Shannon? What is it?
Shannon's fine.
Good to have you here, Shannon. So this detective or this officer in Detroit, you know, we always hate to hear about officers losing their life in the line of duty. That's what happened here. But a ceremony coming up on Monday to reflect and respect, I suppose, the service there. Okay, so Shannon, tell me about this ceremony that's held at the state capitol on the steps there. How often does this happen? What is it all about?
It's an annual ceremony. It's on the first Monday in May of every year. So when an officer is killed in the line of duty, their family and co-workers are then referred to as survivors. And as well as being a detective, I'm also a trustee for the organization called My Cops, which stands for Michigan Concerns of Police Survivors. That's a nonprofit organization that provides resources to assist in rebuilding the lives of these survivors. And it's run by volunteers, dependent on donations as its sole source of income. And donors should know that all donations are used exclusively to benefit these survivors. As far as the ceremony on Monday, at My Cops, we understand how important it is for the families to know that their loved one, who, you know, sacrificed all in the service to others, will never be forgotten. My Cops does that by honoring their officer at the state capitol during the annual law enforcement officer candlelight memorial service.
Right. So this is, I mean, this is an important event that looks back and reflects on the life, in this case, of Officer Fadi Shakur of the Detroit Police Department. How long have you been a police officer?
16 years.
You've been there 16 years. How long have you been involved with My Cops?
7 years.
So it's not your first ceremony, unfortunately. It doesn't happen a lot, but unfortunately it does happen. And obviously that has to impact you as an officer that works on the job every day.
Yep, it does. And it's sad to say, but this will be the 26th year that My Cops has held this event. It's, you know, sad and great at the same time. It's sad that we have to have these events for that, but it's great that we can all come together and honor them and their families.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed here in what I've been reading about this event, and again, everybody, this is coming up on Monday, May the 6th. It will get started about 6:30. The ceremony starts at 7 o'clock on the steps of the state capitol right here in Lansing. But you've had less people showing up, less officers, less uniformed personnel in attendance. It's kind of gone down over the last couple of years, and you're hoping to reach out and get more people involved this year. What kind of people are you looking forward to come join the ceremony?
I always ask for any officers in the state of Michigan. It doesn't matter if you're a small department, big department, and they don't have to be members of the honor guard. Just any police officers come and stand on the steps to honor and represent these families.
And, you know, make it memorable for their family, because that family sacrificed as well when they sent their family member, their friend, their father, their husband, their daughter, their sister off to work that didn't come home that day because at the end of watch came instead. You know, that's a sacrifice many of us will never actually appreciate fully the way that these families do. Okay, so this is happening on Monday, like I said. Shannon Thielen here, detective of the Lansing Police Department, who is with My Cops in this candlelight memorial service. If people want to find out more, if they want to help, you know, support this organization, or maybe they want to come watch this ceremony or be part of it, anywhere in the state of Michigan, from Marquette to Monroe and all points in between here on the Michigan Talk Network, where would they go?
It's a free event open to the public. It's a great way for the community to come out and show their support to law enforcement. And anybody looking to support My Cops can go to the website, www.micops.org, or stop into the local Cops and Donuts Bakery, the Cops and Donuts Capitol Precinct near Kreitz and 496. They will be accepting donations on behalf of my cops for the month of May.
And like you said, it runs on donations, correct? This organization runs and is fueled by, not fueled by donuts, fueled by donations.
Correct.
Just making sure we're clear on that. Although you brought some incredible looking donuts out here, I have to be honest, and one of them's covered in bacon. Just a little bit of an aside there, but I couldn't help but notice. But I appreciate the work that you're doing, Shannon. I think the group, My Cops, is doing important work by recognizing the police officers who have made the ultimate sacrifice. And I'll give you the last word.
It's a very important event, and I just encourage everybody to come out and show their respect.
And a good event, and we greatly appreciate her being here. It's a good event going on tonight. Don't miss any of it. Here's a headline for you from the Detroit News as this is going on. And you might have heard about this, but more conflict, more controversy surrounding the Attorney General Dana Nessel here in Michigan. Legal experts raising concerns after Nessel criticized the hiring of a state judge by Michigan State University, in part by publicly disclosing that he was the subject of an attorney grievance complaint that had been dismissed long ago, by the way. It's a smear job, is what people are saying. Nessel's revelation of the complaint against retired Michigan Court of Claims Judge Michael Talbot is unethical, we're told. It's not normal. Usually these things are kept confidential by the Attorney Grievance Commission unless public admonishment might be deemed necessary. But in this case, it was. It was just only about 8% of such complaints ever go forward in Michigan. And according to the Detroit News, the gravity of the disclosure is compounded by the fact that the complaint against Talbot had been dismissed months ago, something the Attorney General's office did not reveal. One expert said the result of such disclosures is smearing reputations, while another called Nessel's conduct unseemly between two separate parts of government. The Michigan Attorney Grievance Commission receives about 2,000 complaints a year. Only about 8% of them have any action taken upon them. Those individuals need to be protected, said former Supreme Court Judge Mara Corrigan, who was appointed by Republican Governor John Engler. There's a concern of someone's reputation being destroyed when there's no determination that there's merit to the complaint. Nessel's office defended the public release of the information, arguing that it was motivated by concern over Talbot's work at MSU. A prosecutor's office was so concerned about the conduct of Judge Talbot that it took the highly unusual step of filing a grievance, said Kelly Rossman McKinney. Kelly, we know well, hyperpartisan, a spokeswoman for the Democratic Attorney General. It is immaterial to us that the AGC decided to dismiss the complaint because we found the description of events provided to us by the Saginaw County Prosecutor's Office to be concerning. But it was dismissed, Kelly, and that's reckless, and you know it. There's no defending that. That's nonsense. That's bad behavior. Everybody knows it. And nobody's surprised. That's the difference. Nobody is surprised. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with the MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, great companies looking to hire people just like you. Maybe a friend of yours, maybe a child, a grandchild. Great jobs available, maybe $15, $20, $25, $30 an hour or more, depending on your experience. But don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner. SteveGruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner to find out more. Great training programs available as well. So much out there right now. The economy is doing fabulously. For those on the left, we'll call this the Trump economy doing fabulously. The Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.